Yes, welcome back to Lords for this final and decisive day in the Ashes series. The fifth test hangs in the balance for England. Remember, they're chasing 520 for victory. They're currently 515 for seven with one ball remaining. Tea has come and gone, the cucumber sandwiches and the cream scones have been dispensed with, and Australia look in a mean mood to try and finish off this game and retain the series and, of course, retain the Ashes. Brett Lee's been bowling incredibly well all day for Australia, but facing him and what has been a superb afternoon of batting is James Jury, this 14-year-old from Chesley Street. He's proven the selectors absolutely right. They left out Andrew Strauss, they brought in this youngster, and it's been a perfectly weighted innings with the bat. He's currently on 94, and he's been really the mainstay of this England batting all day. Here's Brett Lee measuring out his run-up, those steely eyes focused on the stumps, the late afternoon sunshine. It really has come down to this final ball. It's an attempted Yorker, but goodness me, it's been absolutely smashed out of the ground by young Jury. The final ball of the final over on the final day of the Ashes, and James Jury has found a six off a delivery, a decent length delivery from Brett Lee. It not only takes his score to the afternoon for 100, but also leads England to a famous victory by just one run. A stunningly timed piece of batting. It's James Jury who wins it for England. His bat raised in appreciation to the pavilion. The warm applause from the crowd. All four sides of Lords stand to acknowledge this fantastic performance by this 14-year-old. The cheers led, of course, by his dad, former Newcastle United manager Fred, and his brothers Robert, Ian and David. It's been a memorable day's work for James Jury, and they win the Ashes, England, after an incredible display by this young man from Chesterley Street.